Canterbury residents wanting to sign up for any official flood alerts, including evacuation notices, can text the name of their local river to 3730. For example, you can text Rangitata or Selwyn or Ashburton, Hines, Pareora, Rakaia, Waiho, Waimakariri and Waitaki. All those rivers, you can text them to 3730 if you want to get the latest. Ashburton residents are being warned this morning to avoid travel. There are boil water notices in force for parts of the district as well, as the red weather settles across Canterbury with the big rains and all that entails in terms of downstream, literally, effects, slips and flooding. The Mount Somers Fire Chief, Richard Joseph. We'll talk to Richard before nine. And in the high country, snow. Let's go there first to Erewhon Station, just down the road from Mount Sunday, which was Edoras and the Lord of the Rings, where Aaron Cassie and Colin Drummond farm using Clydesdales to go where four-wheel drives can't. And where Samuel Butler in his novel Erewhon talked about in the cold weather, white mountains against a black sky. And we've posted some photos from Aaron on our webpage. Aaron Cassie, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Very well. How are you? What are you seeing there this morning?
Oh, she's a little bit unfortunate flashbacks to the big flood we had back in December 2019. We've had a fair bit of rain overnight, about 150 mils. And areas, low-lying areas, surface flooding, and the main wee creek that goes through our workshop that's resembling a river near. So a fair bit of chocolate milk heading down through the workshop area. Nice. But the saving grace for us is the snow level is about 800 metres, sleet to 700 metres. So that's actually slowing down what's coming off those mountains, feeding into the creeks, and ultimately what's heading down the road to into the Rangitata. So, but it looks pretty grim down country, particularly Mount Somers.
Yeah, interesting about the mix of rain and snow. Are you worried at all, Aaron, for stock, for example?
This has been really well forecast. He's a lot better than it was 10 years ago. So we took precautions a few days ago. We've mustered in all of our stock that were on the high country, up on the hills, down to lower country where we can feed out to them more easily, primarily for that snow, and then obviously a few stock that are in these low-lying paddocks, we're about to go shift them. So, yeah, it is a worry, but it's wintertime, and we get a lot of rain up here out of the northwest traditionally. This is really unusual rain, the southerly, southeasterly stuff to have got as far inland as it has to us. So,
yeah, it is, isn't it? But you've got a lot more rain of that rain to come. You talked, what did you say, 150 mils? You might even have that before Monday again.
That's what we've had so far, but it sounds like the storm's only about a third of the way through.
Yeah.
So another, two times that doesn't sound very good. So, but very well forecast. So we've taken those preparations.
You are managing, Aaron, to get out and around on the station.
Yes, we're pretty self-contained here. We, like I say, we get big rain out of the northwest, so we have big machinery, not Clydesdales at this time of year, and we're already feeding out to a lot of stock from here on in through the winter months. So, definitely big machinery needed to get even from our house over to the workshop now. There's quite a river that we have to cross to get there, so... yeah, not ideal.
So, interestingly, you aren't feeling it, because we're going to go to Mount Somers in a little while, you aren't feeling it as much as maybe people further down are.
Yeah, I believe what I'm seeing on the computer, Mount Somers has had nearly three times as much rain as we've had. Like I say, ours is falling primarily as snow up high, and that's just extraordinary numbers that they're getting down there, and particularly with the dry that they're already having. I'm really, really feeling for them, what they'll be going through.
Okay, but you've got a bit to go through yourself, and I imagine you'd be concerned about fences and stuff if the snow comes down more and if the weather keeps up.
Yep, that's right. But the saving grace with this one will be that snow up high. Hard to believe that we're happy about snow for a change, whereas the previous flood that we had, it was so much rain up high and it brought all that shingle down, and that's what came through and buried our fences. So we don't believe, we're a bit more relaxed about this than we were about that flood, because we won't have that same volume of water coming through, but definitely enough that's just coming from the rain where we are anyway.
All the best for today, Erin. Thank you for taking time out to talk to us this morning too.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a good day.
You too. Erin Cassie on Erewhon Station.